since this night. And you won't miss it.
Amen.
I'll show you some things. You will like it. And it will help you. So, he says, bow now. Just bow. It's nothing much. Just like he told Eve. See, I understand what God is saying. It's not like, well, Exodus chapter 20. If you grew up in Bible school, I want to talk about the 10 commandments, but just one out of them. When we finish that one, I don't know. But we'll keep talking about it till we are done. Exodus 20. So we call this teaching the first commandment. You know the drill. Israel was in Egypt. David will say, in a strange land among foreign gods. Remember that, Sam? I like that Sam a lot. Just I don't know how to quote it in English. I'm a bit old school. My mom was a very conservative old school. Say, when Israel was in a strange land and the people of God had foreign gods, Israel was his house. Jerusalem was his habitation. And he spoke about how God did wonders among them. He said, Jordan, why are you going back? Why do the mountains flee like lambs and the little hills? I love it. He says, let the heart be shaken before the Lord. But that's not where we're going to. God took out Israel by a mighty hand. And upon their exit, which we call the Exodus, he gave them 10 commandments. How many? Say 10. The first. Let's read Exodus 20. In verse 1. God spoke these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Number 1, thou shalt have no gods before me. Number one. The next one looks like it too. You will not make unto yourself any graven image in the likeness of anything that is above, or in the earth beneath, or that is water, or that is under the earth. You will have no other gods. The first commandment. Very interesting to know. We will now see, through the life of Jesus, how the devil targets this first commandment. If you look at the temptations of Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, turn your Bibles to Matthew 4. There's so much to say tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your ears are hearing ears. It's something to be under a teaching. It's another thing for you to impact your life. Two different things. You will not waste this moment. In Matthew 4, Jesus, verse 1, Jesus was led by the Spirit, and in the wilderness he was tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days, I just did something there, so take notes. I think I've done it before, so by now you should be used to that. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterward was hungry. You know, some people they have issues with this part of the Bible. So why are we fasting? Is God that hungry? He's my father. I talk to him as father. I call you early. I call you father. Don't go back, by the way. I call you father. You like everything that comes with God, except God himself. Jesus, your Lord and Savior, fasted. Fasting is not legalism. It's not law. I don't know what you want. Whatever you mean by that, law versus grace, Old Testament. Fasting is not Old Testament. Fasting is Christianity. It is putting your body under control. It's telling your body you will not always have what you want. Believers must learn to fast. It's not legalism. It's not old school. It's not old school. It's new. Or is that you say Jesus is Old Testament? And you must be very bold to say that. I don't have that kind of boldness. I will never have it. To say Jesus, what he did does not matter. It matters baje baje. Amen. We are Christians, they don't want to pray. So why are we teaching for this long? God sees my heart. He hears my cry. Ole. Ole means lazy person. But you're the one that was saying, I will pray. If I don't pray, Satan will make me, and Satan is beginning to say, I don't even need you. I will explain to you why. There are Christians, the devil will look and say, I don't need him. May you not be one of those. Because even the devil recruits the best guys. And we pray. But the time you're meant to pray, you're on TikTok. TikTok. Inori me is by Zara. Baptize me. Shut up. Building me alone. Shut up. You can't pray 5 minutes. You yawn. 5 minutes, you're looking at the. What's happening? What's going on? The phrase you hate most in your life is we are still praying. Anytime they say it, you are angry. Why must you say it? Can't you just call the next prayer? Which one is? We are still praying. And you know, when they say it, it's always with swag. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are still praying. But you are still one say, I will pray. You like the song. You don't like to do it. Jesus fasted 40 days, 40 nights. There must be a time in your life where you have tried that. I've told you, just like I told you, there must be a time in your life you have preached. You must tell yourself you have preached in every means of transportation you have entered. Bus, BRT, in the plane, on Okada, Marua, Korokwe. You know, Nigeria, we have a lot of means of transportation. And in case you want to be disappearing and appearing like Stephen, which I have said before, why do you want to disappear? Have you asked yourself of some spiritual growth things? I say, why exactly do I want to disappear and appear like Stephen? Of what use would that be to the body of Christ? You also need to ask yourself, did Stephen pray to disappear? And after Stephen disappeared, how many people in the New Testament prayed that they must enter those portals? Anytime I hear the word portals, more with the verse she saw, you're about to say nonsense. Most times. Stephen never prayed to disappear. It's not a gift of the Spirit. It's not a proof of spiritual growth. It's not. God made that happen because that was the only way he could meet up with the Ethiopian eunuch. That was the only way. No matter how fast any chariot it takes, the Ethiopian eunuch's chariot would have left. So what's God's solution? You've got to get there fast. You make him appear. That can't be your own desire. Your desire will be Stephen's desire to do God's will at all times. Does that make sense? Because if you have such desires, you want to be disappearing and appearing in the body of Christ. That's your own role. They invite you to minister somewhere, you just appear. Imagine as I'm just coming, I just appear from this. Oh, I just come out. Everybody not speaking tongues here. Oh, that pastor is hot. He's not hot. He's a babalawo. God gave you two legs so that you can walk. Kilo do vema disappear. It's not spirituality. It's spiritism. Two different things. And if you're not careful of your desires, the devil will also give it to you. You will not start disappearing. One day you'll not be able to stop it. You go just, they disappear, they appear, they disappear, they appear. They will give you food. As you want to eat it, you will disappear. That's when you will eat it. Like Breaking will say, if you get what you want, will you want what you get? Hallelujah. If you start disappearing every day, you're about to write the exam of your life, you disappear. You are in the embassy. As they won't give you your passport right back, you disappear. You now appear back. You think they will not cancel it? Ah, Babala Ulele now. Kilo Velocity in Texas. Hallelujah. Matthew 4. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Afterwards, he was hungry. So you are not the first person to be hungry. Amen. And when the tempter came unto him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones be turned to bread. We have a teaching on this. What's the title again? Don't turn stones to bread or something like that. I know we have a teaching on that. Verse 4. And he answered, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Then the devil took him up to the holy city and set him up at the pinnacle of the temple. Hope you are reading your Bibles and not looking at me. And said, if you are the Son of God, jump. Yes, as it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they will bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against the stone. Interesting, because the devil quoted the Bible. The only thing he did not do is finish the quotation. Because he took this from the lips of David in Psalm 91. So put something in Matthew 4, because we're definitely coming back there. Then you go to Psalm 91. So the devil said, jump. And before you say Jack Robinson, he has given you the Bible chapter and verse. You know, these days, people say, chapter and verse. If you say, I should do this, chapter and verse. I've told you, not everything in the Bible is biblical. Listen to me. The fact that it's in the Bible does not make it biblical. Rape is in the Bible. The son of David raped his half-sister. Yes or yes? Yes. Someone sacrificed his own daughter. Abi? It's not in the Bible. He said, if I can win these people from my father's side, if I can defeat them, the first person I see, the first thing I see in my household, and daughters and fathers, you know the relationship now. You will not miss work. Oh. You know, welcome the wrong person. Daddy, 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 say, eh? All I see is sacrifice. But is that biblical? Eh? Is it biblical to sacrifice human being? What makes something biblical? When you have read the entire Bible and it stands as truth. Biblical means is not, biblical is not chapter and verse. Biblical is when you read the whole body of truth, what comes out as the truth of God's word, that is biblical. How many get what I just said now? Biblical will mean to pray. Biblical will mean to be kind. But do you see an eye for an eye in the Bible? Eh? Is it on the pages of the Bible? A tooth for a tooth. Meaning that if you remove my incisor, I remove your molar. Amen. Dental students. You remove molar 7, I remove molar 6. Nigerians will say 2 as cut 4. Amen. It's in the Bible. But what is the biblical truth? You don't revenge. Don't repay evil for evil. So that something in the Bible does not make it biblical. You must read the entire book to say this is biblical. Does that make sense? Good. Verse 91. Because this is where the devil was quoting for Jesus. In verse 10, there shall no evil befall you. That's me. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Now listen, to keep you in all your ways, he shall bear you up they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the other, the young lion and the dragon. You will trample under your feet. Because, he said, because this man has set his love upon me. This is God talking. Because this man has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. This is God talking. And he says, the person he's talking about is the one who has what? Set his love upon God. So, who is the promise of he will give his angels charge over you for? The one who has set his love upon God. So what is the devil doing with Jesus? Look at the trick. This is the trick. He's telling Jesus, you can have the promise without the obedience. And that's what a lot of Christians want. They want the promise. They want the profit, the dividend, without the sacrifice. They want the throne, but they don't want the cross. The devil will have you feel you are too important to fail. But that's not true. He says, jump. As he not said, he will give his angels charge over you. He wants to overblow your self-importance. We saw it with Saul. Saul felt, these guys asked God for a king. And God chose me. If your head swells too much, your crown will fall. God is talking. Are you hearing? If your head swells too much, your crown will fall. Jump. Will you not obey the devil? Yeah. Say, jump. He has given his angel. He wants Jesus to feel, don't worry. You can get the promise. You don't have to obey. See, people follow. I'm reminded every day. I'm a young person. I'm very young. I'm 16. Amen? I'll be 17 next week. Come to my birthday party. But I remember as a younger teenager, some few days ago, I had a group of friends. We used to serve God together. In fact, I was in the Scripture Union with Uncle Solution. We used to go to schools, different schools in Ibadan. We share flyer. How many of you know Uncle Solution? One. Okay, you know? Well, you know him? Dark like this. Okay, he has come to your school before. Good. So I used to follow him around. We went to St. Anne's and some other schools. So we share tracts. And all that. That's not GSS3. Then I decided to write my own tract. What I wrote there today, I can't remember. But I shared it. Wahala for the person that read it. But I know I wrote something there like, if you don't accept Jesus, you might burn tomorrow. Intentions, right? Amen? But I threatened people. I know, there was no way I was going to write that thing without threatening people. We used to call it, it's either you turn to Jesus or you burn. Turn or burn. There's no middle ground. Either you turn or you burn. We thank God a lot of people turned. Amen. But remember, we were a group, a lot of us actually. 7, 8. How many of us are still doing the same things? I can count on a single hand now. Some are falling by the wayside. People on the mountain fall. Don't get too bloated that you think it can't be me. You must always maintain a sane estimate of yourself. What I say? A what? A sane. Say sane. Look, there are people that they have an insane estimate of themselves. They think of themselves too much. Have you had people say in traffic before, do you know who I am? And I asked one brother one day. It was around Agopa last way. It was along Agopa last way. I was driving. So I'm on my lane. As oftentimes, as always I am. And he wanted to enter. So I just said, no, I won't allow you. Sometimes that's the only way you have fun on the road. So I won't allow you. So he almost hit me. And I pressed my brake. She said, who do you think you are? That guy, do you know where I am? I went and said, calm down. Between me and you, who are you? I've not seen you in newspaper before. Mind you, even if I have seen you before, me, I don't send your papa. Amen. I will write you an informal letter. You know, informal letter is the letter you write to someone you don't send their papa. I will write, even if you are the president, as long as you are, it's not like you are giving me anything, I will send you an informal letter. Why? Because I no send your papa. Say what? What? I said, between me and you, bro, who are you? He now smiled. He wind up. He himself no. He is nobody. Amen. Me that I'm a child of God, I'm not talking. Do you know what it means to be a child of God? I'm a child of God. I'm humble. I did talk. And I said, you know what? Let's deal with the people of this world like that. You! Whether you're a child of God, I don't know. He said, do you know who I am? Same estimate of yourself. People fall. Well, you know the good news? People rise too. You will rise. So Jesus, the devil is doing something. He wants to introduce carelessness. Don't worry. You can get the promise without the cost, without the price. Then he goes ahead and he drops the bombshell. Matthew chapter 4. Are you there? He says, jump. Then Jesus rebuked him. That's what happens when you are fasted. You are sensitive. Yet, that's what happens when you are fasted. Shame me that you don't eat. If you jump, I will jump. Hallelujah. Then Jesus answered to him in verse 7. It is written again, you will not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up to an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. So does the devil have the capacity to show you all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them? Does he have the capacity? Okay, good. And he said unto him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. So Jesus answered with the first commandment. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him alone will you serve. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. What does that mean? Money. Affluence. Influence. Those things cannot be top of your list in life. I want what only God can give. There are people who are wealthy without God. If you can. Oh, okay. There are people who are wealthy without God. Amen. Because the devil can give it. That can't be top of your list. He showed him all the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them. Then he dropped the bombshell. Bow. She's bow. The first commandment. Say first commandment. He bow. There's a trick there. I've shown the trick before. And the temptation comes from what you want. How many of you know that? There are things you can't tempt me with. Those who are close to me, you know. For example, you can't bring... There's some meals you can't use to tempt me. If I, even if I'm fasting for 41 days, I don't think if you bring garden egg. Let me say it again. Garden egg. I would rather double the fast to 80 days. Since fast will edify me. Another food I don't really like, beans. So I say, that's why you're not tall. Who's she? Goliath. Who told you beans makes you tall? Medical student, explain to them now. You can't tempt me with some things. I didn't even like it. I remember when I first entered Unilag, shoulder in the hostel. It's too schnam. Last time I went to Unilag, I saw the hostel. I said, yeah, this shoulder in the. Shoulder in the used to be notorious. I mean, when they say they possess you, shoulder in the, your parents should be crying. Notorious. So I was wearing shoulder in the last floor. So usually that's where they do all the smoking because it's easier to get the sacrifice, it's easier to get to heaven. You get? That's what they do all the smoking and all of that. And there was this guy, he used to call him Crusher. Crusher. So one day I was talking to my dad on the phone and I said, you know, that these boys here are notorious. So no, in the Bible, I didn't see much of evil. Amen. In the Bible, I didn't see much of evil. It's Lagos that a very sports place. I said, they're courtesy and all these boys. So my dad said, don't let them tempt you. Let them tempt you with drugs and alcohol. It will take heaven. I don't even like the smell. Amen. You can't tempt someone with what they don't want. That's the trick. So what does that tell you? Jesus wanted the kingdoms of the world, which was what he came to die for, right? So the devil knew that and he said, I said he should jump. He didn't jump. I think he will bow. If I say kingdom of the world, he should be able to bow. So watch what you desire. You watch your desires. So, another question is, was the devil deceiving Jesus? Because, you know, deception and lie, they are two different things. God has things to say. Oh. Deception is not an outright lie. I remember some time ago, I asked Brother David and Justice at work, and I said, is omission a lie? If I omit a detail, is it a lie? So I gave you an apartment. And he asked me, is the apartment, is it perfect? And I said, yes. But I forgot to tell you that bedbug will finish your life. Did I lie or did I deceive you? Okay, let me give an illustration. Not me. I want to say, I tell the guy I love you. My wife is here, so I can't tell any guy I love you. So, a guy tells a girl, I love you. And that's a lie. He knows he doesn't. Then another guy says, I love you. He really likes her. But he likes someone more than her. In this world, things they happen. The first one lied. The second one deceived. Which one do you think the devil did? Well, what do you think I went through all those routes? I want you to put on your thinking caps. Normally in Jews, we don't put on thinking caps. We're having a flavor here. Special. The issue with the devil is that, you know, there are some folks that, you know them, that they lie a lot. Right? Like, sometimes you even ask them, you didn't have any reason to tell me this lie. I had one guy on campus. The way he cooks the lie, sometimes I say, I swear to God, if you did not lie this lie to me, I will be fine. I will still rate you. You did not need to tell me this level of bounty. They just lie. Lion of Marco. Lion of Zumba. But, you know, even with guys that lie, sometimes they have their moment of truth. They'll tell you, Even a broken clock is right twice a day, right? At least twice a day, it will be correct. But if it's a digital clock, it will be correct once. Amen. They still have moments of truth. Even guys are like, the issue with the devil is that he has no moment of truth. Are you listening to me? He has no moment of truth. There is never a time that the devil, he will say something and, it's true. Even though he's the father of lies, but this one is true. No. You know what Jesus called him? He said, he's the father of lies. That means if what you call lie, the devil is the father. He said, there's no truth in him. Meaning that he cannot even by mistake. The devil cannot by mistake tell you the truth. There's no truth in him. So the devil says, when he said, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world, was that now? Now, I've explained to you. Is that a lie or a deception? Hey. I just told you the father of lies. So is it a lie or a deception? Eh? Lies. You know, eventually, the scriptures will eventually call Jesus, about Jesus says, the kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdom of our God and his Christ. It's in the scriptures. So the devil knew what was going to happen. So what is he doing? He's saying, can we take a shortcut? And it doesn't cost much. Bow. Just nullify. Cancel that first commandment. He says, let's get to the glory before the cross. See, every shortcut leads to a problem. In the coming year, beware of shortcuts. Am I preaching? I didn't hear your voice. Am I preaching? Beware of what? Shortcuts. Have you ever heard? I know someone that can do it cheaper. It does not always end well. It has never ended well. Someone that can do it cheaper. That plumber is a nice guy. And his works are cheap. He will flush toilet. Kitchen lights will be off. Amen. You will on shower. Television will on. Shortcuts don't end well. If you will bow, who is saying it? The devil. Say, I will give you the kingdoms of this world. The Yorubas have a proverb. They say, any madash of any tongue, let me explain what that means. He says, if someone is going to promise you clothes, the first thing you check is what he's putting on. Because you can't say you are going to adorn me nice attire and you're on rags. I remember someone promised us one money like that in fellowship some years ago. And as it was going, he said, don't worry guys, don't worry, I'll settle everything. Sound, I will settle everything. So as he was going, he said, do you have 500 naira there? So do you have 500 naira to just, you know, a financial push? So I told the guys, I said, let's find another way. We're not raising any money from this guy. Amen. Amen. So the devil is promising Jesus, if you will bow, just break that first commandment, I'll give you, which is a lie. The same lie he gave to Eve. Remember? Huh? In Genesis 3, as God said, you must not eat of any tree of the garden. Then Eve said, no, God said, we must not even touch. Then he says, okay, I get what God is saying. The devil is a smart, smart person. So if you think he's not smart, you are in for a long ride. You know, as believers, sometimes we underestimate the devil. And we overestimate ourselves. Because you are Christocentric. I've heard someone say, there's nothing like devil. Learn where. Guess who made you say that? The devil himself. I asked someone, I said, what is the most powerful organ in the body? He said, the brain. So I smiled. The brain told you that. Amen. He said, you know, the issue is, I feel like the when they pronounce people dead is when their brain dead. I said, who told you that? God knows. Don't say you heard it from me. Just me to you. God said, the day you will do this, your eyes will be open. So for Eve to be deceived, she had to first admit that God is a liar. That's where deception starts. For Eve to sin, she has to first admit that God has lied. May you not get to that point where God is a liar to you. Because one of the strongest tools of the devil is lies. Say lie. Sometimes I told you in church, I said, if there's something you must not be, don't be a liar. I dealt with that in my early 20s. I told myself, you know what? I won't lie. I won't tell a lie. And I was stuck with that for a very long time. So what do? I try not to put myself in a position where I would have to lie. Does that make sense? Because the devil is the father of lies. That's one of his strongest tools. You know why? I don't know. People still believe in money ritual. SMH. If money ritual was that precious, Sheikh Diabalis would not have done it for all his children. And you go to Diabalis in the village. The man did not leave the village. He didn't do it for himself. He's, the one I want to leave for is not on Forbes' list. You ask him, Baba, do you have a car? He said, yeah, I don't have a car. And your head did not open. That Shebi, you know secrets. Why you not get Lexus? But because the lies have entered that your thick skull. Not you. The person will still go ahead and say, do it for me now. And you see the man's son will come in with Papa. Say, Papa, I dey go farm. His first son is going to the farm. But he's telling you all things are possible. Money ritual. That's a lie of the devil. Sometimes you wonder, okay, wait. This thing you compromised Jesus for. So you left Jesus, you left church. You left the glory of God and you say, I'm not going to have anything to do with the Lord. So that you can buy Toyota Camry. Sorry, you guys using Toyota Camry. Bro, I show you. Let's even elevate. Let's go higher. So that you can buy AMG. That's all. Oh yeah, okay. Let's go higher. So that you can buy a Bentley. I didn't even mention my own car because you don't even reach all these ones. let's go higher again. So that you can buy Rolls Royce. Thank you. Hope that's not your desired list. And then I wonder, it makes me wonder, is that all? I mean, that's all denying Jesus can get you. You're half smart. And that's not a compliment. Money ritual, very nonsense thing. They will tell you, you will find N. The N will now pick corn. The number of corn the N pick is the number of years you will live. You will now be begging N. John, how dare. N will now pick two. You now say, I'm done. You now say, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus. Because you cannot know hungry N. N will now pick three and stop. Or they will tell you, your own is not N. Just at every 11 p.m. Some people will be flogging you. Don't worry, you can't see them. Just endure. Wama soon. I'm a buembulala. Rich man. I tell you, no, your own is just... Sometimes your head will just be twitching. You don't go know anything they talk. It's not like you're mad, though. Eh? Oh, Jesus is saying, oh, small mad. Amen. Rich man. For some time, you say, I'm a very big God. You drop it. And you are in a conference, in a meeting where you are meant to get billions, and you naked yourself because you have believed a lie. Pray for yourself first. I will not believe a lie. Amen. I have a long way to go. Remember, he shared a story before I was born again. So, yeah, some of you must have seen it. So when I was going, it was a lecturer in the University of Lagos. So someone took him to one Baba that so that he will have a long life and he'll be protected from harm. That he will bring a goat. He said, ah, goat, that's not a problem. Not Ronaldo. Goat, the animal. So they said, but the issue is that the goat, he must drag the goat from the market to the herbalist house. Unfortunately, he bought a stubborn goat. The devil will disgrace. He disgraces people. That's what he does. Imagine a lecturer not dragging goats. So when he got to the herbalist house, they said, Baba had an accident. As how? Ah. Someone that wants to give me protection charm had accident. He said, Jesus must be the way. The devil is the father of lies. And I don't believe his lies. See, the devil's gift, it destroys the receiver. Everything he gives will make a man cry. It's about when. Everything he gives will what? Will make a man cry. It's just a matter of when. If it's Gary you are drinking and you have peace, may that peace remain with you. Yeah. I'm not saying you drink Gary forever. I'm saying that peace of mind is worth it. How many know what I'm talking about? There's a brother here that soldier was chasing. He's my guy. He's the only one I can use. Soldier chasing. Peace. You prioritize peace by force. Imagine you'll be dreaming, you'll be seeing soldier. But we thank God for deliverance. Hallelujah. I'm looking at the brother like this. No, I'm not. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. How can you believe the devil because of you want to live in a lie because of iPhone 17? There's no peace in the world. And do all gay. It takes one moment of acid. See, are they tracking us? Your wife sees us. No peace for the wicked. The devil cannot give you peace. It will make you cry. It's a matter of when. So he told Jesus, bow. Break that first commandment. You see, thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's property. They are all cute. They are all good. The one he's interested in, you must have another God. Something else. You must have something else. Are you with me? See, even if it's slow, I'm going to say this. Even if it's slow, stay in God's way. Sometimes you feel, maybe I'm not making my progress fast enough. Speed is not a proof of God's way. Neither is being slow. I'm just saying, even if things are happening for you slow, stay with God's way. Don't just be loud. Have foundations. Thank you, Lord, for peace. See, there is nothing you have that you cannot be tired of. Let me say this. There is nothing you desire right now that you cannot be tired of. Yes. Also. I want to make money. Billions all around the world. You can be tired of money. Pastor, first give me now. That's the voice of foolishness. They tell you the house is burning. You say, I don't care. Let me just remain first now. Let me see the fire first. Does that make any sense? No. There's nothing you see. There's nothing you desire. You can't come. I want affluence. influence all around the world. People should know me. One day you beg for privacy. So I just want to, I just want to. I have a friend. He said, I wish I can walk on the streets again. Like a normal person. It's my friend. He's a musician. All of you know him. Most of you will know him. He's not a gospel musician. But it's my friend. I think. Amen. Proof of people can fall. Amen. May you not be a proof of people can fall. But he will rise again. He will. He will. Amen. I heard it again. I heard it. He will. He will. He will be back. Hallelujah. There's nothing that you desire. As long as it's natural, you can be tired. So be patient. So the devil, you know, what he does is he works with counterfeits. About 3 years ago, I've never told anyone this. Someone called me up and said, he has a church growth hack. 2022. He said he has a church growth hack. I said, how did you reach me? Because there's no one in my circle that is bold enough. If you know me, I don't think you'll be bold enough to come to me and tell me that. So I said, how did you get it? He said, I saw on Facebook, and that's one reason why I left Facebook. I said, if you are there, I can be there. I said, Glorious House Church, right? I said, yeah. See, there's a growth hack. So I said, what is it? Sometimes you have to ask so that you know what foolishness looks like, so that you don't walk in it. Amen. So that the day it looks like your idea is tending towards that, you will know you were gotten stupid ball. I said, what is it? Ladies and gentlemen in Christ, he said, there's a Baba. I said, Abi Baba God. He said, there's this man. He didn't say Baba. He said, there's this man. Is it the second Adam? Or the last Adam? Which one is this man? He said, there's this man. He helps churches. He actually mentioned the church. You will never hear from him. Maybe for leaders, one day I can just see it. He mentioned the particular church. I said, that even this church, whether he lied or not, because that kind of person can lie too. Amen. And so, have that in mind. Even this church was the man. I said, you're talking about something fetish. He said, no, it's not fetishism. That is just that the man uses natural things. I said, like what? He said, coconut water. I forgot his love things. Coconut. Mention his love things, so natural, very natural things. Cashew, chauffeur, chez parfum. Ah, Osinzumo, ingredient parfait. He made yogurt. I immediately like parfait. Maybe me and the man should be working together because he must be receiving a lot of coconut. Say coconut, water, cashew, mention different things. I said, you, what church do you attend? He mentioned the church. And I like his pastor. So I said, have you told your pastor this? He said, no, that his own pastor has grown. So I wrote in Yoruba. I said, could he daft when? If you need interpretation of tongues, go call me. I said, could he daft when? Your own pastor grow. Your pastor grow. I know your pastor. I've met him once or twice. He's an elder in the faith. Your pastor did not use this man, this cashew man. And you want to ruin my life. I said, if I see you in my life, I said, it's on sight. Don't let me see you in real life. People will offer you shortcuts. Why would that be a temptation? Because do I want the church to grow? Why not? Why are we preaching? Any pastor that does not want the growth of his church is wasting his time. You are called to multiply. We are called to increase. And increase we shall. Amen. Amen. Multiply we shall. Amen. In 100-fold. In the name of the Lord Jesus. This is the least we'll ever be. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I will not cut through corners. Amen. We will not cut through corners. We will go with the word. We will move by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Have your seat. We are standing church growth. Why will you want to grow God's church without God? He gives the increase. He gives the increase. Not me. You see this work that we are doing? It's by the Holy Ghost. And it will grow and stand. So the devil say, bow. Let me start introducing the teaching itself. Can I have an amen? I'm now introducing you to the teaching now. This is where it makes sense. It's not everyone that the devil will tell to bow. Some people are already bent. Let me say it again. It's not everyone that it makes sense for the devil to say, bow. There are people who are of no economic spiritual value to the devil. You see, when God told me this yesterday, this teaching is yesterday, by the way. I was smiling, but I wanted to cry. That it's not everyone. There are Christians that the devil is not interested in. Because the greatest threat you pose to him is to cast cockroach with the blood of Jesus. There's one Chelsea player like that. I think I mentioned it in church. When I see him play football, I just laugh. Like, I feel, what's he going to do? He won't score. Like, you know what they call 8-watch? When you're 8-watching, when the ball gets to his leg, I feel relaxed that Chelsea cannot score. Because I hate Chelsea with my spirit, soul, and body. Even in my redeemed body, the hatred remains. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I receive it. Amen? If you're a Chelsea fan, and you are vexed by that, go home. Hallelujah now. Let's sanctify this place more. I'm just kidding. Amen. I'm going to lose interest in the football. As we know, greed win anything. I want to win in Christ. Hallelujah. It's not everyone that the devil is interested in their worship. Have you seen people post pictures on Instagram or social media? And maybe someone visits them. So they will post the person and say, guess who came around today? I mean, not something like that before. Eh? They say, guess who came around today? Me and... But the question is that the only person that visits them? Just that there are some people that are not worth posting. It's not, why should I post? You've not gotten it. It matters the person. You've not gone for conferences before, and you'll be looking at the picture of the conference and you'll not see yourself. There's no rate you need. You'll be doing, I was here, Nabi. 98 plus. The cameraman looked at you and said, and you see an actress. Check up. Why? Because the actress will bring them more numbers, more views. Hallelujah. But you know, you will preach Jesus. Amen. And they will know you for that. Okay, let me go a step forward. Even your career. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm telling you how to do that. You see, this meeting is multifaceted. You will grow. Yeah. You will grow. Yeah. You're a doctor, you grow. Yeah. You're a nurse, you grow. Yeah. Every field you find yourself, yeah, you will prosper. Your soul will prosper. Amen. Have your seat. So it matters the person. You see, the goal of this teaching is not just so that you don't bow to the devil. It's to make you the kind of person that is bow we matter. You get that? It's not just so that you don't bow. We'll teach how you will stand. But I also want to make you the kind of person that his worship is important. There are believers that the devil doesn't really care. What is he going to do? Someone that will see cockroach and say, Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. The devil will say, oh. Phila is a cute. He's a cute believer. He's so nice. And the devil said, he's so nice, so easygoing. I don't want to be easygoing for the devil. What kind of appellation is that one? Easygoing. As how? No. I want darkness to say, she's organizing emergency meetings because I'm just driving through that street. That was the kind of person Jesus was. He was going, and demons saw him from afar, and they ran themselves to report, self-report. See, it's not our time. It's not our time. You know, it's not our time. You know, it's not our time. Don't cast us out here. And just say, I didn't even see you. Well, so what do you want me to do? Yeah, cast us into pigs, and then the kid said punishment. Imagine you want to rent an apartment, and as you're entering, people are self-confessing. No, I was not the one that sent the last ten at the well. It's not me. It's there. It's her. I just came to check 3 bed, though. So don't cast us. Don't cast us. That is the kind of Christian whose bow matters. What we have come to do here is to make, to build up, and you'll be built. Yeah. Are you with me? Yeah. There is power. Bro. Oh, bro. There is. That's why when we are praying, you pray. See, every believer is a child of God. That's not the bone of contention today. Every believer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, listen to this. There's authority. Every believer has authority. If you're going on the road, there are different agencies on our roads, right? You have the traffic wardens, you have the LASMA, traffic management, transport management. You have the VIOs, right? Vehicle inspection officers. You have FRSC. Then you have the police. Eh? But of every those people, I saw that clear traffic before in front of you. I remember there was a day I was driving through Yaba. Close to Empire. And there was this nonsense traffic. It was Wednesday evening. And was it Wednesday evening? It was Thursday evening. And there was this nonsense traffic. And the soldier just came out. Not just from Ojolebe outside, but I have shared the story with you before. Because they beat him by Shola before. So man just came out and said, and he announced with a very clear voice, I will clear this in 3 minutes. But you must do what I say. Remain where I say you should remain. So bold. And next year you must be bold, right? I will tell you about it. I'll tell you about it. Because there are less bounty for the coward. There are things a man would never attain as long as he's not bold. So, the soldier came. And he said in loud voice. And there was one man who was trying to be smart. They said, you should wait. So he just shook his head. He just shook the head of his car out. And the soldier came, opened his car door, and dragged him out and gave him a dirty slap. There's a slap, and there's a dirty slap. Amen. In the dirty slap, you will see visions, revelations, the things seen and knowing. In normal slap, you might not see and know. Amen. In dirty slap, you even hear the Lord. Gave me a dirty slap. And I said, wow. Both the traffic warden and the soldier have the same authority, the backing of the federal government. But power is different. It's the same authority. They have the same thing backing them, the government. What is different about them is power. One can shoot. One does not even have a gun. One is stammering and say, pass this place. You, wait. Another one is looking at you. And you can see his gun. Same authority, different power. You get power. Yeah. That's why we pray. Power and him. Authority is the same. The authority is in the name of Jesus. But the power, bro, is different. You are here for power. Did I hear someone say power?
Power.
Traffic warden, soldier. Same authority, different power. That's why I say the person matters. So if you're a traffic warden, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to condescend on your job. I didn't mean to underrate your job. Just giving an illustration. Amen. So these days, you don't know who you can offend. Before you know it, they'll put me on TikTok. These young pastors, they don't know what not to say. I beg, na illustration. Now God tell me for a year. Pick it up with God. Hallelujah. It matters the person. It's not everyone the devil is going to say, bow. The devil also wants quality. If you've seen all those cults on campus, they don't just target any person. Brilliant students. Because, you know, you don't want to, you are doing carry over. Previously, the devil wants quality. Let me say this. There's a limit in every field to what a natural man can attain. You hear what I just said now? Eh? I said every field. There are people in your office, you just look at them normally. You get back, you know. It might not be Jesus. But there's a backing. I say it again. There's a limit to what a natural man can achieve in any field. It's either the man is with Christ or somewhere else. Ojula Soko. That's why you can't afford to be in the middle. Being in the middle, sitting on the fence, means that neither parties can help. No one can help. The man is in the middle. You are not bowing, but you are bent. You see where our prayer is going this night? Huh? You are seeing the flow. Touch your cedar. I don't live in a lie. See, someone who is in court, who is deep into a court, can see a pastor preach and know that he doesn't pray. Because he just hears it. And there's nothing challenging him. There's nothing. There are spiritual signals. You don't know. I visited someone some years ago. I was just done in a prayer meeting at Ikeru. Is it Ikeru? 26. Prophet, were you there? Was it 26? No, it was 2014. I think it was Ikeru or something. So we're done. So I visited. It was friendish. Is it? So the brother's father is actually Ogoni. I didn't know. As I entered the house, I started seeing some things. I said, naturally, I actually don't care. If you like, put the head of a lion, majorize me. Amen. Amen. Tirising me back to majorize me. You can't stop me because you have put head of dragon. Majamalaye. So you cannot scare me with that one. And I already perceived what was coming from the kitchen. So when I was seeing all the bee, there was some stuff I was seeing. I didn't know it was Ogoni. I thought it was just artifacts. Like the man just likes collecting nice jewels. Actually, not be nice jewel. So I saw the white picture. The man was not around. Then suddenly he came in. I was furious. So I stood up. It means in your eyes a long time. It was 2015 January. We were at the prayer meeting in 2014. I was already eating the rice. Amen. Ah. You can't stop me. Oh. Ah. Hallelujah. Then I was in school now. Students refuse food. They say poison cannot kill a student. And cost too cannot affect a... No go do it. So the man came. So his, my friend was about to introduce and say, this is my friend. My, introduce yourself. Does he not have mouth? I felt that was harsh. As a fine boy that I am, I didn't offend you. I'm so easygoing. Nothing. He was furious. He said, you are one of those boys on campus that just go about every prayer meeting, right? It didn't occur to me until I left the place. How did he know? That was the first thing he said to me. I had not even introduced myself. He said, you're one of those boys that go around prayer meetings to prayer meetings, Abby. And told his son, don't let him, you know, face your studies. Are you already going? I see Jerry's stomach. Mark Jerry's eaten. Going where? What is he need to now? It was later, months later, God pointed it to me. See, that was a clash of spirits. And I had no idea what was going on. I put it to you, between me and you. I had no idea. I just felt maybe he's a strict, disciplined man. That was all in my head. But I felt offended a bit that, why would your dad be? So when God told me, I went to that young man. I said, sorry, nothing much. Your dad, tell me about him. He said, just a nice man, he's a businessman. He said, no, what's that? His religious beliefs. He said, he's an Ogoni.
Okay. Now it makes sense.
Spirit sends spirits. Get back. You must know God and you must know Him well. Are you listening to me? At some point, listen up. Those of you who lead and preach, because it's easy to preach. What did I say? It's easy to preach. Guy. Preaching is easy. Can you stay at the level of pressure that will come with what you preach? Because at some point, you'll be challenged. You'll be checked. You want to say, body checked? Huh? Just check if you are standing. I remember when we first started church a few days ago. You know, we started church like last week. Amen. And God told me, said, now this is pastoring. Get ready to be challenged. My, the first few months were hell. Different kinds of attack. King Moshe, because I gather people, they preach. How many were we? How many were we on in that cubicle in Bale? Midweek service, maybe 5 people. Sometimes 4. And we have Holy Ghost meeting. The place, this stage is bigger than the room. Abi, this stage is bigger than the room. And we have Holy Ghost meeting. Keep all the there. We cannot put drum. If we put drum, that's half of the hall. And yet, you know, sometimes I was just find it difficult to breathe. And most of the time, my blood pressure was high. Me, I don't think about anything, no. I don't get anything to think about. Ministry, Nikon. Blood pressure was high. Say, hey, they are checking me. Ide, have been no day. That's so nice. It's just, they are territorial spirits. They are territorial spirits. There are places you will get to, and they will check you. They just check if you are standing. You can't afford to be slightly bowed. That's where we're coming from. If you bow to me, the first commandment, right? Are you with me? This is the first night, so we are setting the tone. You can't afford to be slightly bent. They will take it for a bow. Like I said, there's a limit to what a natural man can do. At some point, you have to get back in. Oh, learn, oh, logo. Oh, then be shuja. Oh, Jawa Jesu, Lord. I receive your help, Lord. And the guy know they do charm. He doesn't even pray. He just believed in himself. Believe. Okay. Lord, help me. I don't live in a lie. I don't bow. True spirituality is to recognize that you need God's help. Watch it in the coming year. That you are not bowed. You are not slightly bent. You know, I'm a Jesus boy. There's something they say, Jesus body. There is nothing like Jesus body. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, I put it to you. There is nothing like Jesus body. You know, we are the Gen Z in Christ. We just, clock it. I just said that one day before yesterday. God sees my heart. You were there when I heard it. That was the first time. Is it like this? Or like this? Eh? This one. Say, clock it. Kill and clock. You just wake up every market day and you come up with another thing. Say, I'm not of the world, Joe. But I'm not like a Jesus. You're bent. Yeah, you're not bowing. You're not bowing because he doesn't need you to bow. You are bent already. May you not be slightly bent. Amen. Pray for me as I close. We'll continue this tomorrow. Because I'm not even there yet. Message here, Google. There's a making of the man of God. There must come a time in your life where you must stand your ground and you say, what? Come rain, come sunshine. I'm living for Jesus. I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to bow to the pleasures of this world. I'm not going to bow to affluence. I'm not going to bow to money. I'm going to yield my life to eternal life. I've told you before, what the devil can give cannot be top of your list. It can't. It's not worth it. Go for what God gives. Go for what God gives. Don't bow. Fire, Tifa, me fool. How do I go on? Tuku fumi, jekin leje, olotito, Jesu, olo, I surrender, Jesus, I surrender, all to you, all to divine. Blessed Savior, there's not a part of me that does not belong to you, Lord. I'm just slightly bent. I'm not slightly bent. I'm not bowing. That's the first commandment. He looked at Jesus and said, what can I get him? How can I get him? Say bow. Will you bow? God don't shut your belly cool attack. And God told me. He said, there are believers that will not even get that temptation because they are already bent. They don't see themselves as bowing. But the devil looks at them and says, I don't even need you. Authority. But nothing. There's no threat. There's no reason why the devil should go after you. Bent. What you're going to receive in these meetings is restoration. Yeah. The ones who are already half bent, you will stand again. Nothing else will matter to you. you will love Jesus more.
Amen.
You see that thing in you that is always going after money, 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 money. Your desires will be refreshed.
Amen.
Jesus will show you himself. Some years ago, Pastor David shared a story. A very wealthy man in Nigeria called him, invited him to his house, and he showed him everything he had and all that. And he said, "You are a pastor. Do you have all of this?" Pastor David said, "No, I don't." Then the man said, "Then never tell me about that, your Jesus. If you cannot gather all these things, and I still have more in France, I have more in Switzerland. If you can't gather these things, don't tell me about Jesus." And Baba left. Few weeks later, he ran to himself. He ran to Baba. He said, "I need that Jesus." He said, "Why?" Pastor David said, Why? He said, "They are dealing with me. Some folks have ganged up. It's not that they want to bring me down. I'm halfway down." So Baba said, "What about your house in Switzerland?" "So, they've confiscated that. Someone put some zeros upon some figures. They have incriminated him. So your properties are seized. So what do you need me to do now?" "Every man needs compassion, kindness of the Savior." Mercy. Say mercy. Every man needs it. Let me put it this way. There is no man that has gone through this world who at some point did not realize that he needed Jesus. Whether he said it or not, it's a different story. On deathbed, at some point, nature itself will tell you, you needed a Savior. Nature itself. The body itself will tell you. You can't afford to be slightly bent over. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers. As we are talking here now, right here, right now, we are wrestling. So you need to ask yourself, does my bow really matter? Does my bow matter? Your allegiance must be clear. You must get to that realm of conviction where you stand with Jesus regardless of society, regardless of situations that have happened, regardless of friends. God said, "When I called Abraham, I called him alone. I didn't call Sarah. Abraham called Sarah. I didn't call Lot. Abraham called Lot. When I called Abraham, I called him alone." See, your faith is alone. Prophets walk alone. There's nothing and journey anointing. An anointing that we work together, everybody works together. No. Tonight, you must begin that engineering. I'm a child of God. And listen, it will be clear to all and sundry. Both with mankind and spirit kind, that I am on the Lord's side. I'm not bent over, and I won't bow. Can you pray, brother?
Blessed Savior, unto thee, blessed Savior, I surrender now. You made my life so beautiful. And as you have made me an heir. There's nothing greater than thee. That's why I love you forevermore. You made my life so beautiful.
I won't bend over.
As you are made me alive.
This is how it is playing out.
Ha. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. More I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you, more of you, more of you, more of you. Jesus, more.
That's why I'm here, Lord.
More of you.
2026.
More of you. Jesus, more of you. More.
I won't bend over. I'm not getting it yet. You see, that discomfort you feel that makes you not to pray, that makes seeing prayer as must we do all these things, your back is bending. Now you're seeing it now. Studying God's word and listening becomes tacky, becomes like, If you had this mirror that could show your spiritual life, I hope you will not see this. You have not bowed, but you're bending. God doesn't just give us teachings like this. There are teachings that are curative. They are teaching that prophylaxis. There are times we teach and it's for the body of Christ. And there are times I don't really care who listens. I'm talking to Glorious House Church. This is one of them. I don't care. I really don't care who listens. Thank God, bless the body. That's cute. This is for us, me and you. Jesus, if there are instances where we are bending over, if there are certain situations where it looks like we are losing our footings, tonight, we ask and receive restoration. You know what Paul told the church in Ephesians? He said, having done all, to stand. This is not standing, this is bending. You know the dangerous thing about bending? Let me show you. You are not bent in Jesus' name. Come. No, let me use a man. Very well. Come. So, my friend, come here. do your stamina well. Eh? You are light, though. But because he's standing, you can see how easy it is for him to maintain composure. Bend like this. Now, it's easy to fall when you're already bent. I don't want him to fall. Dole. May you know, say one of the things you received in camp meeting is one broken tooth. But how was it to maintain your stance, bending and standing? It's different. Go and ask your physiotherapist. When you are flexed like this, when you are bent like this, you have altered center of gravity. It's easy to get you pushed over. Go back. That is the dangerous thing about being bent. To fall is near. Ah, Jesus. Fall is near. That's the beauty of meetings like this. He opens our eyes to see so that we can get back. So we ask and receive tonight. Restoration. We ask and receive tonight. Restoration. 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 I am not bent and I'm not.